The definition of purity doesn't change across cultures, but ideas about the processes of purification do. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Spike Lee, associate professor at the Rotman School of Management at the University of Toronto, explores how different cultures consider purity and morality.
Clean hands and a pure heart. Dirty politics and dirty business. English and many languages describe morality in terms of purity. This idea is also rooted in purification rituals across all major religions. So it seems clear that this moral purity phenomenon exists across cultures. But we suspect that it might look a little different in East Asia. East Asians care a lot about their face or their public self-image. They have a strong tendency to avoid losing face, which happens if they're seen acting selfishly or inappropriately. They are eager to gain face by moving up the social hierarchy. Given the cultural meanings of the face, we thought that literally a clean face might have particularly strong moral effects for East Asians. In one of our several experiments, we found that after Chinese people think about immoral behaviors, wiping their face clean reduces their guilt, but wiping their hands clean does not. Also, after thinking about immoral behaviors, they particularly like face cleaning products, but not other cleaning products. And they spontaneously use a wipe to clean their face rather than their hands. So while moral purity exists East and West, the specific form of purification can differ between cultures. Whether doing something morally filthy makes people want to wash their hands or wipe their face or rinse their mouth or even wash their feet, that depends on the cultural meanings they attach to each body part.
That was Spike Lee of the University of Toronto. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.